can do me. Something stereotypical so I can get it really quick.
Okay, I like your food.
Outback Steakhouse. I'm Australian, mate.
Pam.
No.
Pam, come on. I like your food. No, come on. Stir the pot. Stir the melting pot, Pam. Let's do it. Let's get ugly. Let's get real.
Okay. If I have to do this, based on stereotypes that are totally untrue, that I do not agree with, you would maybe not be a very good driver.
Oh, man, am I a woman?
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast, because you're smart.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Good day. How are you? I hope you're well. I'm fine. I'm doing okay. I got my tea. I'm getting over this cold, but I got some tea. It's coat my throat, so I'm ready to go. We got the open mic this Tuesday, December 8th at Sly Bar. $50 cash prize to the best comic of the night. Joe and Lauren always take care of us down there. We got pizza for free. It's free to watch, free to perform. It's just a good time. So we hope you can join us this Tuesday, December 8th. And this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out why I Love the Berg has named Sly Bar one of the top 15 businesses to watch in 2015. You can find them at slybar.com, 2061 Central Avenue, and by Angelo's. They give us the pizza for the open mic, 536 First Avenue North. SaintPizza.com. Go check them out. Get yourself a hoagie or whatever you want. I don't care. If you live in the St. Pete area, check out the Northeast Journal this month. We got a nice little write-up in there. Full color. They went the whole extra mile for us there, so make sure you check that out. And if you want to sponsor this podcast, which is a good thing, you should totally do that. This is the new media revolution, this podcasting thing. So if you don't know about it, you need to jump on the bandwagon now. And why not get on with an emerging podcast here in the Tampa Bay area, which I Love the Berg has named one of the top five businesses to watch in 2016. Can you believe that? Me either. It was a shock. But if you're interested in doing that, email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. We'll get you hooked up, and it's going to be fun. And thanks to Cindy Stovall, I got to do her podcast this week, Beauty in the Berg. So check that out, lifeimprovementradio.com. Check out HMB Sides, extra content, uncensored, uncut, with these guests that I have. We usually come out with those on Monday. You can find those at hmbradio.com. That's Hotel Mike Bravo Radio.com and iTunes Stitcher. Search for hashtag. I got the hashtag in there because it's 2016 almost. HMB Radio. And you can find all our shows. We got James Bailey's My Mom's Favorite Podcast. We put out an episode a few days ago with Tampa Bay comedian Justin Cupo. That was a lot of fun. And check out James's Facebook page, facebook.com/mymomsfavoritepodcast. And like the HMB Radio one, too, facebook.com/HMB Radio. So this week on the podcast, we have the Dallas Cowboys with some exciting news for us here today. And I know Joey pretty well from Sly Bar, but the other two guys I'm unfamiliar with, kind of. We're kind of buddies now. But in that time, we're going to get to know each other better, I think, as time goes along. So Joey, Statler, Damien, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast. What's up, guys? Let me make sure all your mics are on. You got to really suck on those things, guys.
That's my specialty.
I like how the outer part is flavored. Or is that just me?
That's probably because I was sitting there earlier for James's. So sorry, man. I might have tea break.
Yesterday's pizza flavor.
Yes. And I forgot to tell you guys, don't curse either.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
If you can help it.
Good to know.
Do my best.
You got to really suck on that thing. Mm. Here, let me make sure. Talking to that thing.
Talking to this thing.
Is it? I don't even know if your mic's on.
I don't know. I can't tell. I'm not wearing headphones.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Okay, nobody talk but Damien. Damien, go ahead.
Right now?
Yep.
Now's the time I should be talking?
Yep.
Or should I stay quiet?
I don't know if your mic's on.
It's totally not on.
Oh, no. Oh, I know what it is. Oh. Try it again.
Try it again?
Hold on.
Try it smart.
Let's keep trying.
Okay.
Okay, we got it fixed. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn your mic on.
That happens to me all the time.
Are you used to that by
I'm
now?
I'm so used to that.
So the Dallas Cowboys, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing. I know you have the music video that was hilarious that Joey sent me.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the main focus for you guys, or what are you all doing?
Right now we're kind of focusing on doing the video stuff. We're trying to do another music video coming out about high-waisted jeans, mm-hmm. and then we're doing just a couple sketches, a couple like little shorts, that kind of stuff. So,
how long have you all been doing that?
For a couple of years now, me and Statler have been doing it, but not necessarily like with this type of force,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify for the listeners, we're not the Dallas Cowboys, like the football team. They probably got a little excited for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Taoist Cowboys. We're like the most religiously Eastern Cowboys.
We do go
that
to
we
the
know of.
Dallas Cowboys training camp every year.
The cheerleaders training
been
camp.
Unsuccessful every year.
Yeah. They just kick us out.
I appreciate you, you know, at least going through with it and mm-hmm. seeing, testing your abilities.
Right.
And did they
I
just,
have
did they
great
even give
hands,
you? Do you?
You know, I'm a small person.
You don't look like an athlete.
No,
Jamie,
I don't feel like an athlete.
Well, when people say you have great hands, I mean they're very attractive hands. I would say,
like
I
a think hand model.
They're smooth.
You can't catch
they're
balls,
smooth.
Though.
I can't catch balls. No. Let me clarify. I'm not good at
you
as sport
you have
activity.
Great hands.
I have great
as
hands.
As a man, you have great hands.
Yeah, in the sense that they're smooth.
I was impressed by your wrists too. Mm-hmm. That one day.
Yeah, look at the wrist.
As he has his New York Yankees baseball cap
yes.
on.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not just for fashion, no allegiances to the New York Yankees.
You know, there's an allegiance, but only because they're the best. If there came a time where another team got more championships than them, then obviously I would immediately switch.
Isn't there a name for that? Like fair weather fan?
Yeah.
Bandwagon
jumper?
No, I don't. I'm not
bad person.
I've never
scumbag.
Heard of it.
No, this is ringing a bell.
I can't curse, so I'm out of terms for that, but...
That's okay. We'll move on. So you get when are you guys putting out your next video? And what's the first one? That was free the
cover your nips. Actually.
Cover your nips. Mm-hmm. That's right.
The opposite of freeing them. We want everyone to cover their nips.
Did that have anything to do with Instagram and having their no nudity policy now?
It did.
It did. Had something
yeah.
to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you, is that how you got the idea for it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Who? Did you sit down and have, like, a group writing session?
Joey's written the bulk of the funny songs. Like, we write sketches together, but the bulk of these goofy songs are coming from Joey's crazy brain.
Joey's kind of like the George Martin of our group in the sense that he produces everything, and Statler and I are, like, pretty airhead faces to kind of package it.
Well, you know.
And it's all in support of our upcoming album, Watch the Throne Volume 3.
Not featuring Jay-Z or Kanye West.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Did you call them up and see what they were doing? Maybe they can
no,
get a guest spot?
It's
that's
just
a good
part
idea,
of the title.
Though.
It's
I'm glad you brought that up.
Hey, it's worth a shot, you know? You never know until you ask.
True.
Just call them up and be like, can you guys not be a part of this?
Yes. And then they'll be like, wait, reverse psychology. And then they're like, wait, maybe we want to be a part of it.
We're going to be a part of whatever we want to be.
So is it songs that you wrote your own music, then you shot the video.
Mm-hmm.
So did it start as the video idea first or the song?
Pretty much like just the song. I had just like on GarageBand, as lame as that sounds, just had this little dinky thing, worked on a little bit, had some funny lyrics, and then sent it to some friends, and they're like, dude, we want to record this. We want to, like, film it. So we went out to L.A. and filmed it out there with a good friend, Evan of ours. Evan's
Emmy-winning director, Evan Zizimopoulos.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
So it's just a guy that you know? Was he from here? Or?
I went to high school with him in Tarpon. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And all you guys are from the Tampa Bay area?
Mm-hmm. That's
Tampa.
Right.
I'm a Seminole Heights boy myself.
Oh, fancy.
But,
I like Seminole Heights.
Seminole Heights is
good
dope,
food.
Man. There's a lot of good food there. There's a lot of good places popping up. It's a good neighborhood.
It's a good time to be alive if you're
it's
in
a,
Seminole
What a time
Heights.
To be alive, really.
Seriously.
I've never heard that phrase before.
No. I made it up just now.
Did you guys enjoy the Don't Stop St. Pete Music Festival?
Oh, yeah. The whole time I was just like, Don't Stop St. Pete. Right there, St. Pete. Just a little bit more St. Pete. Yes.
But it did stop, which is kind of, it was weird.
It did stop.
When it actually did stop.
It stopped abruptly.
It seemed unnatural.
Too. There was no ceremony to like end it. I felt like there should have been some sort of
ellipsis.
The last band played, I was drunk at Sly Bar. And the last band played, and I was like waiting for the next one. I was like, no. That's it. We're done. St. Pete
stopped.
Has been stopped. I had an okay time. It was a little weird. We did the broadcasting from out there.
Oh, that was awesome. I was there
it
for that.
It was, but it wasn't because I was...
I'm lying.
I happened to also be drunk the night before
right. The
broadcasting, and I don't know how you guys deal with booze, but I don't recover as well as I used to.
Exactly.
So I was a little... I wasn't, like, sick. Like, I didn't have diarrhea or...
Just, like, kind of dumb.
I felt fuzzy. You know, like, out of body a little bit. And I thought drinking would help.
Usually it does.
You got to maintain
it. Did. Yeah. For a little while, it did. But that quickly wore off, too.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of just,
you get,
like,
the double hangover, like, two in one day.
Yeah. So I was... Well, I kept going. I still continued to drink.
Because you believe in yourself.
I do. Yeah. I was like, I just got to figure something out to make this go easier.
Right.
And then, like, I next year if we do it, we're going to have some times where people come talk to me instead of me just pulling my friends that I know to come talk to me. So it was a little unprepared for that. Anna came up. She's like, hey, do you interviewing people? I'm like, kind of. I mean, you know, my buddies that I know. Yeah. But and she's like, oh, okay. And I know she had stuff to do, so she was off. So we did a lot of live streaming on Radio St. Pete through the Sly Bar stage. We just had a wireless mic, set it down on the table, and it sounded awesome.
That's awesome.
And how did you – were you selling some screen printing stuff?
Yeah, we were slinging some tees.
Mm-hmm.
We had, like, the Wove tent. We were doing that. And then across the street we actually had a stage as well, which was pretty awesome.
You did. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in that?
John, my business partner, and Anna just pretty much ran the whole deal on that. It was pretty cool how it all worked out. We live upstairs above our print shop and have, like, this big open area, and so Anna was like, it'd be really cool if we, like, turned this space into a stage, and then we're like, let's just do it.
So you, it was where you lived? It was where the stage
was?
Yeah.
We had, like, this huge, like, open loft, and so, like, all of our living room, we, like, packed it into our bedrooms and...
What did you do? Did anybody walk into your bedroom when you were up there?
Well, one of the bedrooms, John's bedroom, was like for like green room for like the bands, and then that sounds really weird to say out loud. And then mine was just like for people that were like running the actual event to kind of like get away from the crowds and stuff like that. So it worked out well.
Yeah, I wanted to get up there, but I had to kind of stay with the equipment, so I didn't get a chance to mosey too much. But
I still go to Joey's room to get away from the crowd sometimes.
Yeah, so it's a good place.
It's a good place to be. It's relaxing.
Be careful, you might not come out.
Candles. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to come out.
It's a black hole. It truly is.
Literally.
So it was fun. I know what to do next year to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Don't drink. The day before.
Don't drink the night before. That's number uno on the list. Well, maybe drink, but don't drink as much as I did the night
before. Or maybe drink more. Maybe you didn't drink enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Maybe your body was actually like, I wish I had more alcohol last night.
Just a little, just one more Rolling Rock would have suited me. That's one of my faves, the cheap ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I know what to do better next time. But all in all, it was a good time. What did you do there? You were there, too.
Yeah, I was selling cold brew coffee out of our keg. We're Voyage Cold Brew. We were parked next to the T-shirt guys there.
So you were working.
Slanging brews, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Damien, what about you? Were you there?
I was at a wedding, so I was not there.
He was
there.
Selling his body that day.
Yeah.
How was the wedding?
I was the stripper at the bachelor party, actually, so I'm not sure how the wedding was.
Times are tough, man.
No, the wedding was actually great. The ceremony was nice and short, which I'm a fan of because I don't know anyone well enough to sit through more than 5 minutes of a legal ceremony. So it was great.
I'm just sad that you have to sell your body, but, you know, times are tough. Like, I've been having to sell my semen door to door.
Wow. Is anyone buying that?
Well, you know, a couple times, but mostly it's
mostly just friends and family.
Just guys. Mostly just friends and family.
Mostly friends and family. Old Uncle Tom, you know, supporting his little boy.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the wedding was good. How old are you guys?
I am 31.
Oh, okay, cool. You're right with me then, right on. I thought you were a little younger. What about you boys?
I turned 25 in a couple weeks.
Nice. Welcome to the almost adult. Yeah.
Welcome to Panic Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25. 25 sitting on $25. Dark and scared. 25.
Damien, you're 25,
25
too? 25. So how did you become buddies with these two guys if you're 31? You weren't like high school buddies then.
Yeah, I'm their dad.
Resident dad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think just friends of friends kind of.
Well, we started playing music together. So I'm a drummer. Joey's a songwriter, singer. And he was looking for a drummer. My cousin called me up.
The ankle bells.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one where you click your heels together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
You don't see many of those players anymore. So you guys played music originally. Damien's you got involved.
I'm a vocalist, though I can only sing with the assistance of autotune. But no, I actually met Statler, and I used to work together.
The Apple Store.
Okay.
So he and I were kind of buddies.
Dealing with the zombies.
Yeah, dealing with. I used to call it Raccoon City.
Why?
Because that's where the outbreak starts. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
Is the way I see it.
The Apple Store?
The Apple Store.
Going to be the zombie apocalypse.
Definitely. Like, anyone who's working at the Apple Store when stuff goes down is not going to make it. It's too dense.
Or might be the only ones that make it.
Immunity.
I'm concerned about them making it on normal days, let alone on days when the zombie apocalypse is happening.
So you guys no longer work at the Apple Store?
No longer.
Didn't like it?
Well, no. I mean, the biggest problem was just inconsistent schedule. Apple itself is great to work for. They hire great people and, you know, learned a lot from those guys. So I don't really have any complaints other than dealing with customers is just, that's never good.
Yeah.
I have some complaints about some individual people that I'd like to name right now.
James Bailey has the other show that's on this network. He has a segment which he calls Your Bob, which is your bitch on blast. And he, we call out somebody. maybe we'll do that today. We'll steal a bit from James.
I know somebody we could call out.
Who's somebody in the community?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Joe was like, don't.
How can you shoot yourself in the foot tonight?
Yeah, I'm. I can't wait till I get to a point, hopefully, in my career that I can be a dick to people.
Right, exactly.
But I am not there yet, I am nice to everybody right now. It pains me.
The best thing to do is just internalize everything and keep it tightly knit in your chest.
Yes, that's what I do.
Be a dick for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yes,
is what I say.
Correct.
Is what I say.
But so you guys, are you still doing the music or?
Here and there, yeah. It's kind of like on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can't do everything all the time. So it's like we both own separate businesses, and it's like, all right, let's specialize here. So we think that our comedy songs have more of an opportunity because they're hilarious and. You know, we just want to focus on that for a while and get back to music a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been doing the comedy, what do you call that, parodies?
We started last Tuesday.
About 8 seconds ago.
We actually haven't written anything yet.
Yeah. Right before we walked in the door, we're like, let's just be funny now.
That's it. That's all it takes.
Let's try it.
How long has it?
Well, we've written sketches for like 2 years. I mean, we have like a lot written.
I think the Dallas Cowboys for a long time was kind of this community of a few people who had funny ideas and liked to hang out and drink and do drugs and talk about these ideas and how they could be fun. Oh, I'm sorry. And how they could be funny. Not all of us are out to our parents as drug users. and I think more recently in the last few months where we've really started to say, hey, let's actually put some of this on camera. Let's sing some of this stuff.
Basically, our sketches are kind of like a Portlandia, but for more of an Adult Swim audience. They're really weird and short
stupid
and fast-paced, and
but
they're good, and you know, excited to start filming them.
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm with some gay drug users, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Here on Radio St. Pete and HMB Radio. So you guys have shot the Hide Your Nips. Is that what it's called?
Cover Your Nips.
Sorry, I haven't eaten dinner yet. I'm doing this thing where I'm trying not to eat dinner anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to fast for
dinner. The sans dinner diet.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm doing this thing in the morning where I have this disgusting shake, which consists of strawberries.
Oh, I thought you meant like you actually just shook.
Strawberries are disgusting.
Oh, I do that sometimes too, yeah. So it's strawberries, bananas. That's great. Those are delicious.
Yeah.
And then
stop there.
This stuff, yeah, I know, right? There's a stuff, psyllium husk, that I take.
I don't know if you're familiar. No.
It's a husk
of
a
psyllium Murphy.
It might. I don't know what that is, but it possibly could. I don't know. Which that doesn't taste good. Mm-hmm. And then there's this green powder that I take, which is like two servings of vegetables, supposedly.
Green Vibrance.
Something like that. Yeah, it's just algae or something.
Ooh.
And then some like chocolate protein powder, which doesn't go with anything except the bananas and chocolate.
Right.
And I have to chug that down every morning. Ooh. Then I eat whatever for lunch. Really? Lunch is chaos, man. It's just whatever.
That seems counterintuitive to this plan.
But after that, nothing. Just water and maybe some tea. And I'm only drinking tea because my throat hurts.
What's the intention? Are you like trying to get a little bit healthier?
Yeah, or? Well, not healthier, really. Just not to... I want to be less...
Less person.
Less of a person, yeah. So, yeah, I stepped on the scale today and I was like, oh, dear God. It was the public scale.
That's literally what it read. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I was like, well, I had my phone in my pocket, so that takes off a couple pounds. And I have my shoes on, so I'm going to deduct
Well, I think I sharted later, so that's at least 5 pounds right there.
So, yeah, I'm trying, I guess, to get a little healthier, but my dinner was tea and cigarettes this
Sounds
evening,
healthy.
So, yeah.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah. What do you guys just stay in shape? You're all our svelte young men.
I'm a pretty health conscious person. I'm like 80% vegetarian, 20% bacon, but and I'm not strict on that. But you know, my whole thing with it is just that like all matter is condensed light, technically speaking. You know, so it happens through photosynthesis and it becomes plant material. And so if you eat something that eats a plant, you're eating a lower vibrational.
Are you messing with me right
now?
No,
I'm completely serious. I mean,
okay, all right.
Every time he talks to me, I'm asking myself that question.
And so, yeah, I mean, I paid attention to the way everything made me feel like a lot. And just meat most of the time doesn't make me feel good, so I cut it out because I just wasn't enjoying it.
I try not to eat meat, and I usually don't because I can't afford it. That's my big thing,
but
I do enjoy meat. It is delicious.
Meat is amazing.
I mean, I enjoy it. If I'm craving it, I'll do it, but it's just rare. I mean, I feel like I eat like a king. I'm not, like, starving myself to be healthy. It's like, there's a lot of good freaking veggies out there. Put some cheese all over that stuff, man.
Uh-huh.
I love vegan tonight, actually.
It was weird. It's weird because I got a vegan filet mignon, and I was like, why don't you just call it what it is? Like, don't try to trick me into eating healthy. Yeah. Just, like... Say this.
You're
is...
here in a vegan. You're like you're already there.
Exactly. You sold me already. I'm sitting down at the seat.
I'm not
don't tell
reluctant
me I'm eating
vegetarian.
A cow when I'm not eating a cow.
So what was it? Tofu?
I didn't even ask. I didn't want to ask. It was just this brown slab, and I cut into it. I was like, this tastes exactly like a filet mignon, but it totally didn't.
Did not.
Not at all. It bled. No, I'm just kidding.
So what? You don't know what it was? You just ate it?
I should have asked, but I didn't.
They probably bought something from Statler. Some of his sales. That's where it all went to.
That explains like why you had those visions.
That's like called a callback.
Deep fried cardboard.
So, Damien, you've come to the open mic and did some comedy. So have you, Joey?
I did some stand up too, man.
You did? Probably,
I had a lot of long hair at the time. So,
oh, did
and
you?
And a big old beard.
Really?
So you just don't recognize me.
Oh, okay. That must be why. Well, I'm also terrible with names. I'm better with faces, and if you did have a big old beard,
He had a big beard and long hair. You might have remembered him. He had 2 loaves of bread, and he fed the whole bar with those loaves.
Couple
he was that. It was funny.
There wasn't any wine before you showed up, I recall.
Yeah, just water.
Don't kill him, though.
I won't. Right. I won't. I'm a fellow Jew, so you're safe.
I'm getting crucified over here, guys.
So, you know, you guys are doing the comedy thing, you're doing the music thing, combining the hybrids into one, now you're doing the video.
Mm-hmm.
When's the next video coming out?
High-waist jeans.
We're going to try to record December.
That's right now.
That is right now.
And sure are. Well, there's two that we might do this month. So there's one called My Baby, and I'm really excited about that one. So hopefully we're doing that in a couple weeks when Evan Z gets back in town.
There are a couple sketches that we've already shot that we'll probably put online at some point very soon that we haven't yet, mostly due to laziness and
finances.
Finances and
lack of production people in the area.
Wait, I thought they were already shot, though.
Which ones?
The ones we're already shot. They're stuff that we're going to put up real soon. But
where can the people find that?
At the Dallas Cowboys YouTube channel. So I guess just Google Dallas Cowboys. I don't watch that shit,
www.youtube.com.
/ do you know the channel name? Is it just / Dallas Cowboys?
Probably.
You guys got to get a website or something.
We had one, and it freaking expired like a couple weeks ago. So, yeah.
Somebody bought it up already?
I don't know.
We're just putting stuff off. We'll get around to it.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
At some point.
So I guess we can talk about it since we're going to do it, I hope, unless the laziness gets the better of you all. but you all are going to be doing a podcast on HMB Radio.
Hell yeah.
It's news to me. No,
very exciting. Very exciting. So tell us about what the show is going to be about, the name, and when people can get an episode.
That's a good question. It's more of a variety show. Like, we'll have interviews, but for the most part, we have fake news bulletins, commercials
real
that aren't
bulletins.
Real. Well,
real news bulletins.
You know. So we're
they're real if you believe in them.
Yeah, kind of like how the news is right now.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not actually really any different. It's just the news.
It'll be the same. You won't even know that you're listening to comedy, except that you'll be laughing so hard that you'll poop.
I laugh at the news, too, though.
It's
so
true.
It's really is a joke at this point. I don't think there's any objective news at all.
Not in this country.
I got in a fight with my stepdad on Halloween. As people do.
I thought you were about to say Thanksgiving. You really threw me
for
a loop
there,
man.
Oh, no, Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Is it a tradition?
Yes, we fight on Halloween. No, on Thanksgiving, I said I wasn't going to drink, and then since I had to go see my family, I decided to drink. So
that makes sense.
I had a couple at my grandmother's house before I even got to my mom's house because I'm a product of divorce, so I had to go to multiple homes.
Same G's, bro.
I think everybody's like
it's
that
stressful.
Now.
It's
very
true.
Not you, Statler?
Nope, the
not
me. Trend.
Got a good family, sorry.
Oh, man. You're the Lucky. Outcast, though. You're
I
the weirdo.
Know. It
not
is
us.
Weird.
It's true. It's really weird. Like
they're so nice. It's like uncomfortable.
I always like to see
very
that, but I know very few people that don't have a divorce or stepdad, stepmom.
With that?
It's true.
I don't know.
It's the new black.
Yeah.
I think it's the gays' fault.
You think so?
Nope.
Undermining the institution of marriage?
No, I do not think that at all. So, yeah, I got in a fight with my stepdad because he likes to talk politics. He's obsessed.
Me too.
I do as well, but he is...
He
I don't
likes
know,
to yell politics?
Yeah, kind of, in my face. Mm. And it's very uncomfortable, but he is super... I don't know where you guys stand politically, but he is super far left.
Mm.
I like to think I'm more in the center, kind of, with things. And
I think I'm just paying attention.
Yeah, I like to hope so. But he, whenever he argues with me, he'll pull up something, and it's always some website that's going to say what he says. It's like he pulled up thinkprogress.com, and I was like, okay, well, of course this is going to say what
you're
saying.
This is where you heard it from the first time.
Right. And so we got in a fight about arrest statistics, and I pulled up the FBI's arrest statistics and showed them to him, and he didn't like what they said and said they were wrong. So after that point, I just give up pretty much, and then we just kind of – he sent me a long Facebook diatribe calling me a racist.
So being that far to the left, though, like what is his agenda? What is he trying to force on you?
Well, we were talking about the Black Lives Matter thing, and I don't know if I want to get into it.
What else was he talking about?
Well, he talks about the, I don't even remember. I was drunk, guys. Come on. We were drinking Budweiser's out of a huge 24-pack case that they had bought, and we almost finished the whole thing. But I love to talk politics, but I'm also afraid to talk politics in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love talking politics. It's such a great conversation to get into with someone, but I find that there are very few people who I cannot hate while I'm having that conversation. So I just try to avoid it.
Most people just come at it with their mind already made up, so you're not even having
exactly.
a conversation.
It's not a conversation. You're just saying things that you believe in while they're saying things that they believe in, and then you're both just uncomfortable at the very end.
Mm-hmm. It would be great. There was a time where you could talk about these things, and of course feelings would get stirred up.
So who are you going to vote for?
Ooh, I'll probably vote third party. I'm not going to vote either red or blue.
I'm feeling
anymore.
The burn.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm certainly not like going for one of the mainstream guys, but at this point, Bernie's pretty much saying the only, cohesive things right now. And I've got my fair share of skepticism with him, too, but...
I just don't know how we're going to pay for all these things.
Well...
With hopes and dreams.
Yeah, apparently. That's where it seems to be going. It would be great if these things were possible. I don't see how the numbers...
It's pretty simple, though. I mean, right now we have corporate welfare. You know, we have socialism in the business spectrum where it's like just Walmart alone, they have $76 billion just in an offshore account in Sweden. That's like almost nothing that they have offshore. So you pay for it by – I mean, you could literally lower the rates of taxes but close the loopholes for corporations and, you know, you'd get so much revenue from that. That's not even funny.
Even if you just get rid of
this message brought to you by Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
$76 billion, though, guys, if you're running a nation of 250 million.
That's just Walmart in Sweden. That's not even all of their offshore accounts. That's just one off the top of my head.
That's not Bank of America, Goldman Sachs,
no.
Corporation. That's just one company out of
drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I saw a video where the guy, you know, you can believe him or not, but the video I saw, he did the math, and if you tax him at 90%, all the corporations, all the people who make up the 1%, which are people making $300,000 or more a year, you're part of the 1%. If you're taxed at 90, yeah, I know. So you're really talking about the 0.01%, really, when they say the 1%.
But, yeah.
I think it would last, he could run Bernie Sanders' plan for 4 months. And that's with all that money. I think it's, but, you know, I don't know, man. I had Brendan McLaughlin in from ABC News. He's been on the air for like 20 years. One of my questions for him was, I can find an article that says something. And then I'll be like, oh, weird. And then I can find another article.
I was like, well, where is this information coming from? Because I'm just kind of skeptical about that.
Right.
Because I would just tell you that there's six members of the Walton family from Walmart that have more money than 42% of the rest of the country. That's six individual people.
Right.
That's where the money is. There's their wealth redistribution. It's like kind of awkward how the conservatives are like so concerned about it. But it's like, you guys do realize that like you're taking it all from the structure that's supposed to be on the bottom. And you're just, like, sucking it up to the top. It's like, cut it out. It's gross.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying that the system's good. I know the system's broken right now, believe me. But so I can find something that says this, and then I click the next article that I search for, whatever Google phrase I search for, and it will say the complete opposite of what I just read.
The reason I like Bernie is because he's the only one actually talking about anything democratic. Because we don't have a democracy or a republic. It's been a long time. We have an oligarchy. And so there's, you know, many different kinds of socialism, but the one that he's talking about is where, you know, the wealthy few do not make all the decisions anymore, and it's actually giving us – because we have the illusion of choice here. We don't have democracy at all. Like, just the fact that Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton are in this is ridiculous. Like, I personally am stoked that people are talking about Trump and Sanders more because it's just proof that everybody's sick of the same old. So, like,
this is actually cool because this is a good segue. This is going to be one of our Dallas Cowboys podcast sketches where it's called Statler Thinks He Knows Everything.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. I do actually agree with a lot of what he was saying, and he just touched on something. My dream scenario for this upcoming election is that Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush get coronated, as they're destined to, and that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump both decide to say, you know what, forget this, I'm going to run anyway. And the two of them run, and we split the party, we just totally destroy the system, because the problem is the Electoral College. The problem is these crazy mechanisms we have in place. Yeah, all those things. I feel like we just need to totally break the system.
Yeah, it makes sense.
In order to actually...
The Electoral College made sense when it was paper votes and you had to count everybody and there was like 300,000 people that voted. We don't need that anymore. It should be like popular vote should win everything.
I think even getting rid of that is kind of outdated. I think, you know, now with like American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance, I mean, we can just
text
vote.
It in.
Exactly. We can just text in our votes, have them like do this big charade, so dance for the presidency.
The debate should have more choreographed dances. I agree.
I have always said that the debate should have more choreography. Yeah.
Choreography.
You know?
If you're just tuning in, we're sitting down with a couple communists, the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah.
as we talk politics for some reason.
Debate choreography.
We're really funny.
So, all right. So when's the first podcast?
It'll be the Dallas Cowboys Christmas special, A Very Dallas Christmas, premiering in December, followed by the immediate sequel, A Very Dallas Cowboys Christmas 2.
So it'll come out in like July.
It'll be January. Yeah. So
two podcasts a year, and they're just all going to be Christmas
themed. All Christmas themed.
Really about Taoism and Christmas. It's very awkward for everyone involved.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, we are thinking our first podcast will be in December. You know, schedules and everything. We'll sort it out with you, and we'll do it. And ours will take some editing. So I imagine we'll film our sketches and our conversations and interviews and whatnot, and then
yeah, it's more of like a sketch comedy kind of a feel.
It's a variety show.
That's what I liked about your guys' idea, too, is that it's a little different from the other shows that are here. Mine's strictly interview-based. James gets high and then talks to one of his comic buddies, and I usually get a contact buzz and freak out, usually.
Honestly, the way I envision the Dallas Cowboys, and I think these guys will back me up on this, or we can just argue about it right now, but the Dallas Cowboys is kind of like a comedy collective, so it'll be the three of us, but... You know, it's like, or sort of like the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, there'll be those members that you see all the time, but there will also be people that are popping in and out of it at this, you know, this giant collective. Also, the Wu-Tang Clan themselves, there's some overlap in the Wu-Tang membership and the Dallas Cowboy membership. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting... in the sense that all the Wu-Tang members
we're nothing to mess with.
Mm-hmm. To mess with.
I never know if you guys are telling, like... Your tone is so just like, I don't know what's real. Statler's talking about light energy being food, and I'm like, I don't
eventually.
That's know not what's going on.
You'll
how
die.
Sunlight and
you'll
photosynthesis
die.
Works.
You'll die.
I know that, but when you were talking about food just being light energy, is that what you said?
No. Not quite.
That's what I heard. After that.
Yeah, it's complicated.
So tell me about some of your beliefs, Statler. You believe that food is light?
Well, everything is vibrating at an atomic level. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was really referring to, is how, like, if you're eating it directly from the sun and it's plants, it's at a certain vibration. If you eat something that eats that, it's technically another step lower. If you eat something that eats that, like tuna or a bear, it's not really as healthy because there's heavy metals in it, like mercury. You know, that's why we don't eat these things. So that's sort of the logic that I have with eating mostly veggies.
Come on, Will. Haven't you ever listened to the song Good Vibrations?
I have. I love that song. So it is a great
one. All the science is right in there.
I don't know. Where do we go from here?
Did it make more sense this time?
It did a little bit. I mean, I get it. I just...
I mean, I'm pretty much making it up, but I think it sounds right.
Yeah, sounds cool.
I'll ask you this.
It sounds cool.
And this is a serious question.
Yeah, I'll be very serious.
What is one thing that you know is true? That you absolutely have 100% faith in? Statler, we're going to start with you.
Huh. Let's see. Well, I would tell you that time is not linear and that it's all just now. But that's a little complicated to explain, too. So let's not
talk
about
that. So
there
is no past. There is no future.
It's just all simultaneous now.
Isn't that...
You stole mine. I was actually going to say the exact same thing. I was going to say, all I know is, like, right now. This is really embarrassing.
I think we're all kind of going for the Descartes, the Rene Descartes, I think, therefore I am. Like, I know that I'm sitting here being podcasted right now.
Do you?
Do I?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to rip off my lizard mask.
It's all a sham, guys. And it's Donald Trump's face. What do I know to be true? I know that women are bad news.
Yes, they are.
And the whole, like... guys and girls thing together, we should just all call it quits. It's not working out for
everyone
the whole
be gay.
Of us.
I'm very pro-gay in the sense that everyone should be gay.
It would be like real-life Tinder. It'd be like walking around like, yes or no? No? Okay, totally fine. Yes or no? Yes? Dude, awesome. Let's do this right now.
We should start persecuting straight people.
This is actually what this is for.
Think about all the problems in the world. Who's causing them? Straight people.
Mm. Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Straight people, man.
I mean,
Will's not going to be able to sleep tonight. He's going to have all these like ideas bouncing around in his head.
It's like we're such guilty white straight men. We just want to distance ourselves from our own identities.
Yeah, it's not. It's coming to that. But I think that like the Tinder thing, we have a generation of instant gratification.
Definitely,
and
too much choice.
Definitely, and the human brain's only good with like three choices. And after that, you run into, I don't know what to do.
That's what happens.
I had to go get tea from the place across the street. And I said, I just want a tea with some honey and lemon in it. Oh, we have all these teas here. You just pick one.
There's 300 of them.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know about tea. I know nothing about tea. I buy Lipton tea. I don't know what kind it is. It's just tea. Apparently, teas have names. I had no idea. I learned that today. Apparently, there's 300 different varieties. of tea. So I just after looking at it for 5 minutes, just grabbed one, and it was delicious.
Ran.
And I don't know what it's called.
But did you pay for it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did pay for it. I'm not that bad of a person. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm definitely working on it. But, and so anyways, going back to the point with, like, Tinder and relationships and stuff like that, you used to have to, like, court people. Mm. And now you
Those
don't
were
really,
the days.
Yeah, you don't really have to do that anymore.
It's true.
So these, while it's good, it's also bad. And I feel like it is working in cahoots with destroying families.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The internet in general, because it's just so many options to be sneaky.
Why would you buy the cow if you get the milk for free? It's one of those things. You know, the women's sex movement, you know, the slut walks and all that. We can be whores if we want to. And
you can
it's
get
all
the
good.
Milk for free.
For me, it's awesome. This is great. You know, you guys are just giving it up and I don't have to, like, court you or anything. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. I mean, it doesn't happen too often with me, but... You guys in relationships? Got girlfriends, boyfriends? I don't know what you all are into.
No.
Well, I got broken up with about a month ago, so that's where my attitude's at with that right now.
Are you in a rough
place?
And
now I'm dating his girlfriend. I was in a rough place, I would say, like, up until yesterday. I don't know how that's even possible, but just sort of crossed the threshold where I think I feel good about myself again.
Men usually take breakups a little harder.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, because men are more sentimental than women are. So usually we're insecure.
Mind right now.
It's the first 2 weeks for chicks, they're having a rough time. And the first 2 weeks for us, we're like, this is awesome. I'm going to go find some more cows and get some milk.
I think we actually did the exact opposite of that, though. I think she's upset now, and I was upset before, and she was fine before. I think
we
kind of did it up, but I think you're right. I think that's normally
what
happens.
I think that's what he's saying.
We did it opposite. No. I was a mess for a while. I'm good
now. I
wasn't
listening to you.
She's not good now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
That's my theory.
It's better if you
don't. I don't know if it's right, but that's my theory is that, you know, and then after the 2 weeks, because girls can go get laid whenever they want to.
Whenever they decide.
Yeah.
Right now. Raise their hand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes.
Take me home. Okay.
Dudes don't have that
it's true.
Option.
I raise my hand all the time, and most of the time nothing happens.
They're like, put your hand down.
Yeah. Usually.
What are you doing?
Get out of this school.
You have a restraining order. Please leave.
But I don't know what I was saying. But we got to wrap up anyways. If you guys want to stick around for a little bit, we'll do some uncensored content.
Yeah.
We can curse and all stuff.
So can we get undressed? With that?
Yeah, if you want to. You seem to be
all about
this.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you want to, man, you go ahead and take that chair home with you when we're done. So you guys got social media and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Instagram and Twitter, Damian Franklin. Facebook is the worst.
Go ahead, guys. You jump in whenever you want.
I'm not really on the social media. I'm
like
on
really
I'm on
unsocial media.
Yeah, I'm like the anti-social media.
Statler, are you either? Nothing on?
There's, you know, our YouTube channel, Dallas Cowboys. I'm on Facebook for sure, but that doesn't really matter. Why are we talking about this?
You can follow Dallas Cowboys.
Hey,
I probably
people.
Should have said that at some point. You can follow Dallas Cowboys on social media.
Oh, that's what this
yeah.
is.
Yes.
Maybe we should have actually.
I always feel really uncomfortable when people follow us, though.
I don't like being followed. I don't understand this whole social media culture of being followed. If someone was following me in real life, I'd consider that a bad thing.
They'll find us eventually.
So it's just Daoist, D-A-O-I-S-T. I-S-T, Cowboys. One word that's on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
All that fun stuff.
All right, very good. We'll be back with the HMB sides. We're going to talk more and curse, and it's going to be fun. Check out hmbradio.com, facebook.com/hmbradio. You can follow me on Twitter, home_made_man. Instagram, same thing. Snapchat, thehomemademan, all one word, if you want to send me pictures of your testicles or whatever you want. I don't care. I'll look at it. I'm in that place in my life. I don't really care what's going on. So check out HMB Sides. I'll be up Monday on HMB Radio. That's Hotel Mike Bravo Radio.com. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. This has been the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I feel like I've said all that way too many times. I've said those words. But anyways, we'll check in with you next week. Take it easy.